Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. We're talking some Penn State football. Spring practice is underway today, Monday. We'll do a little breakdown shortly on that, but I want, in a few minutes, Andy, I want five things that Penn State needs to prove to you or what you need to see from them. This is going to be your show.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
We're definitely going to get to that.
I want to talk about Pro Day, too. That's on Tuesday. They had some guys at the NFL Combine who really invested a lot in Pro Day instead of doing the workouts there. So we'll talk about that. Penn State basketball and Penn State wrestling. Penn State basketball moving on in the NIT, playing Wednesday night. Penn State wrestling, seventh national championship in 8 years.
The semifinal and finals round in this run for Penn State, which is a dynasty and dominant.
You can call it that now.
The semifinal and finals might have been the best of the best. That was ridiculously good to watch those individuals and as a team wrestle like that and make up, 8.5 points and then a 6-point deficit on Ohio State to win the team national championship?
Yeah.
Which kind of matters but kind of doesn't to a degree. You know what I mean? But the way they did it was just, I couldn't turn the TV off. I had to watch it.
You had to.
I had to.
We'll talk about it later, but I've really been interested. I mean, this is where they live. Succeeding on the national stage is where they live. I've always been interested as to why, and I feel like this year I started to put together how they do what they do when the bright lights are on. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. I want to talk about some news and notes and just in general. Your segment is coming up after this one, but spring practice opens Monday. Football's back. You know, and what's your feeling on football being back? Have you been dying for it since like the Super Bowl ended? Or
yes and no. The weather has made me not feel like I want football to be back because I'm sick of being cold. I'm sure not everyone across the country feels that way, but here in Pennsylvania, it's been a longer winter than we would have liked Punxsutawney Phil to have called, and he called it correctly. But football's back, and in some respects for me, looking at this spring practice session, it's the most intriguing in terms of James Franklin being in charge. This is, his fifth spring football as a head coach. It's not the most important, but it's the most James Franklin-esque. These are his guys. They're rebuilding a defense. They're going to be very young and extremely young. He's acquired a lot of talent. They've developed a lot of talent. But this is going to be the James Franklin of the next 5 years. This is step one in James Franklin of the next 5 years of what he's looking for this football program and how they rebuild this thing year after year. You're going to see it this spring because he's got so many young assets to play with and work with that has me very excited football wise. I know for the fans' perspective, they're like, we're replacing eight dudes on defense. And I'm like, you got some dudes to replace the eight dudes on defense. I'm dying to see them.
I think that's the thing for me too, is that storylines start to come to life in the spring. So we spend a lot of time in the winter months talk about the recruiting class. You're going to see six January enrollees. You're going to see those guys for the first time. You're going to see the guys who have gone way up in weight or have changed positions. You're going to see that stuff come to life. You're going to hear from James Franklin about guys. It's been a little while since we've heard from James Franklin. We'll talk about James Franklin in a moment. But we haven't heard him really assess and break down his guys. We heard Dwight Gault do it, and that's good to hear. Dwight Gault, the star of the month of February. But, I'm excited. I'm excited for football to be back, and then obviously we'll culminate with the blue-white game next month. Pro Day is also with the start of spring on Tuesday, and as I mentioned, you know, you saw Saquon Barkley, you saw Troy Apke, you saw Mike Gesicki do what they do at the Combine, which was phenomenal. I don't know what we'll see from those guys. I feel like if I'm them, I'm standing pat on what I showed out in Indy, and I suspect that that's what they'll basically do. I wouldn't be surprised, though, with how competitive Saquon is to try to break that 4-4 barrier at Pro Day.
Yeah, so speaking from a guy that's done the pro day.
That's Scott Shirley, by the way.
In Haluba Hall. Haluba used to be an outdoor field, so it drains from one corner to the other. You can actually get a downhill time in Haluba at Pro Day.
Okay.
Even as an electronic time, it's a downhill time. It's enough of a grade that you don't see it.
Yeah.
But it's enough of a grade that it definitely makes a difference.
Well, just like 3 miles per hour wind behind you would help. You wouldn't see it, but right. every little bit helps. I could probably break 7 seconds if we're going downhill.
In 2000, I was there to watch Courtney and LeVar run their 40s in front of every NFL GM when they went 1 and 2 in the draft.
That'll be interesting. Maybe not so much for Saquon, but so Christian Campbell.
He has some work to do.
Is the guy that I'm really watching. Deshaun Hamilton, too. I think that 40 for him is important. I'm of the belief, I'm in the camp that the 40 is really overblown, but for a guy like Deshaun Hamilton, who has shown it all on film, and has showed it all during workouts for the Senior Bowl and the East-West Shrine Game and all that stuff, there's not really much else for him to show on the field. I think he needs to validate, is he quick or is he fast?
See,
he's quick.
I kind of disagree with you. I think on Deshaun Hamilton, that's it. On Deshaun, I think you have to already know that from the Shrine Game, the Senior Bowl, and the Combine, that he is not a running, blazing, fast wide receiver. But he's the other 19 things that you want in an NFL slot receiver. So do you want the one, or would you take the other 19 and work with and use those as your launching point? He would enhance himself if he ran a better time.
Right.
But I don't think he hurts himself with that time a whole lot. The only thing he can do is make a good thing a little bit better. That's just my thought on him. I think Jason Kabinda is a guy that has a lot to prove in the underwear football combine, pro day workout time things. He was slightly injured at the combine, apparently it comes out that he didn't do a whole lot. So there's a little more riding on him here at the combine. Christian Campbell, I completely agree with you with. He has some work to do. Grant Haley is Grant Haley. He did exactly what you would expect him to do. Troy Apke, Saquon Barkley, Mike Gesicki, they just need to show up and have fun to a degree. And especially you think, Troy Apke? Yeah, Troy Apke. Yeah, the dude crushed it. He doesn't need to do anything else. What else can he do? He can only hurt himself.
I was blown away by Troy Apke.
I was just
maybe
stunned.
I shouldn't have been, but you know, you watch him play and he's an athlete. You knew that. Any guy in my book, if he's going to start at wide receiver and he's going to move to defensive back, he's going to be a starter at any point in his career. I think that's an athlete. He was an athlete at Pittsburgh Central Catholic, right? That's where he went, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Central.
So we knew that all along, but I had never saw
North Allegheny.
That 40 coming. We can look it up.
Troy Apke, North Allegheny.
From Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But so Christian Campbell got a little buzz. I think it was Bruce Feldman, who was really hot on the combine this year, who said the expectation, the belief is that he can run in the 4.3s and he can log a 42-inch vertical. Now's the time.
Two other guys. There's 21 guys from Penn State participating in Pro Day. Participating, quote-unquote.
Paris Palmer will be participating.
Paris Palmer, the two big guys who did not go to the combine of the 8 guys that went from Penn State, Brendan Mann and Saeed Blacknall are the two, what's going to happen with those guys? Interesting. I don't even want to talk anymore about Blacknall. It's just like, which side is it? But it's kind of big for those two guys. Is Brendan Mann become an NFL guy? I don't know. First step for him is at Pro Day, excuse me.
And Blacknall, it'll be interesting because
I'm not talking about it.
Okay.
Those guys benefit from the draw of the big-time stars, though. I mean, that's what it was in 99, too. I mean, we had some guys that never made it off the scout team that actually had some GM scratching their head saying, your D-line's this deep. Here's a guy that we've never seen before who is tearing up these drills. So.
Yeah.
It's a great chance for guys like Blacknall.
Blacknall will have an opportunity. We were at Mount Lebanon. John Patrician, I think, is Pittsburgh Central Catholic.
Yeah.
I got the two mixed up.
C.J. Thorpe.
So we mentioned James Franklin. We also mentioned on the show several weeks he was coming to this area, coming to Mechanicsburg at the event for Uplifting Athletes at Stocks Banner, and he did not disappoint anybody there. I will say that for sure. You know, anybody who hasn't really gotten a chance to spend any time around him, so my wife was with me, and hears him talk about culture development and character and the core values of the program, things that we've heard before from him. She was like, I felt like I was in a locker room. You know, he does not have multiple speeds. He's got one speed. Purpose, fast moving, you know, everything, energy, everything that you see from him on the field or in wherever. That's just who he is. And that's what we saw in Mechanicsburg.
We were in the middle of what, another 18 to 20 hour day for James for the event last week, and that's just sort of typical for him.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I appreciate him making the time to come down. And from an Uplifting Athletes perspective, it really helped us a lot. It helps fund our mission. But really, more importantly, I think it helps give fans an idea of how important Uplifting Athletes is to James and how important it is to Penn State football and how it is a part of that culture that he talks about and the culture drivers. You know, the culture drivers are part of the Uplifting Athletes leadership team. And, you know, we do a lot to help develop that. So, you know, Uplifting Athletes has roots at Penn State, but it also continues to be a mutually beneficial relationship. So, you know, fans can feel good about supporting us and our work and our mission and at the same time helping to advance the football program. I think he's awesome. As a former player, I can say with confidence that if he recruited me today, I would go play for him. And I think that the people in attendance, that was kind of the key takeaway, is I understand now why he is so good at what he does. And it was cool for us to be able to share that side of him with the larger fan base and let them see what we've been able to see.
So the one thing I thought was cool was just I'm always curious, somebody who's been successful, I try to watch them a little bit and pretend that I'm them maybe. But so when the video doesn't work, there is not, it's all like humility on his part. Mm-hmm. There is all like, okay, things happen. We're not going to get a chance to see it, but I'm just going to move on to the next thing. There wasn't any kind of like ego. And I think that's the cool thing about James, is that there just isn't much of an ego.
Yeah, he's authentic. Yeah. What you see is what you get.
And a lot of people doubted that. You know, I was a little bit, I wanted to see how that was. Yeah. I wanted, because you look at it and you just think, okay, there's no way this guy is just like that.
Yeah.
But he is just like that.
So the second key ingredient in a successful event, I want your feedback, is food. How awesome was Stock's Manor and the catering there?
They were awesome. I want to come just have a birthday party there.
My wife was like, oh, Penn State football coach. She doesn't care. She cares zero.
Yeah.
But she came to the event because she wanted to see Stocks Manor.
Yeah, the wine stocks, KJ and Steven, are great. They were great hosts. The venue was absolutely perfect for us. The staff was friendly. The food was amazing. Other key sponsors for us, too, Post Acute Medical. They rolled in pretty deep. They were the biggest sponsor of the night. Media Barn out of the D.C. area was a big help. And then 1855 Capital came through at the end and bid on the Go PSU RV. Didn't leave me hanging on stage for the live auction. So shout out to 1855 Capital, Matt Rhodes, and what you're doing up in State College.
Awesome. Hope we can do it again sometime there. So we'll see. We mentioned the little foreshadowing. Andy's Keys to Spring are coming up after this. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.